Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we've got a really specific mission, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're diving into logistical support, but here's the thing. We're working just from the title of the source material you've got.
Okay, interesting. What's the title?
It's Chevrolet's DFW Dealer Parts Network.
Ah, okay. Right. So DFW, Dallas Fort Worth, that's already quite specific, not just Texas, but that metro area.
Exactly. It's not some, generic supply chain overview. It's laser-focused. DFW parts for DFW dealers.
So the title itself is kind of a blueprint, isn't it? It implies a whole structure just for that region.
Precisely. And that brings us to the core question, the sort of strategic insight we need to pull out here. It's right there in the implied focus. How does this parts network actually support those DFW dealers?
Right, the how. Not just that it exists, but its function, its mechanism.
Yeah, our job is almost to reverse engineer the thinking behind it. Why invest in something so geographically specific? What's the operational strategy?
It's a good question. You want to understand the strategic thinking, the why bother, because, setting up a dedicated DFW network sounds expensive.
It does. Wouldn't a standard, maybe statewide distribution center, be cheaper? More efficient overall?
That's the classic trade-off, isn't it? Centralized efficiency versus, well, something else. And that something else must be pretty important if they built this.
So we need to figure out what pressures, what specific DFW challenges this custom model is designed to handle, the ones that maybe a standard model couldn't handle effectively.
Exactly. That's the puzzle implied by the title.
Okay, let's try and unpack that a bit. So
Yeah.
the strategic rationale, when a big company like Chevy invests, presumably millions, in a hyper-local system like this,
Yeah.
it must mean the geography itself, DFW, poses some unique, probably costly challenges, right?
I think that's a safe bet. Otherwise, why deviate from the standard playbook?
So my first thought goes back to that efficiency versus cost thing. Is it really worth it? Isn't building a custom DFW network incredibly expensive upfront?
It certainly involves significant investment, yeah. Facilities, maybe dedicated vehicles, personnel.
Couldn't they just, optimize the existing national routes better? Maybe get 80% of the benefit for like 20% of the cost? What logistical necessity forces this?
That's the absolute critical point to analyze, and I think the necessity often boils down to the unique nature of DFW itself, the sheer scale, the
And the
sprawl.
traffic.
Oh, definitely the traffic. Standard distribution models, they often focus on minimizing costs per mile from one big hub, maybe somewhere central.
Right.
But in DFW, you've got a high density of dealerships spread across a huge area, combined with, frankly, intense traffic, that last mile delivery. It can easily turn what should be an hour trip into 3 hours.
Okay, so that kills service turnaround times.
Completely destroys them.
Yeah.
So the strategic insight here, I think, is that maybe national efficiency models break down spectacularly at that final mile in these super congested, spread out markets, like DFW.
Ah, okay. So the title implies a shift in focus. Less about national, macro cost per mile, and more about local speed.
Exactly. A pivot from macro efficiency to micro velocity. That's probably the key term here, service bay velocity.
Service bay velocity, meaning how fast a dealer can fix a car and get it back to the customer.
Precisely. The cost of that custom DFW network starts to make sense if it drastically cuts down repair times. Because think about it, lost time in the service bay is lost revenue for the dealer.
Right. The bay is tied up. The mechanic might be waiting.
And maybe even more importantly, it's a huge hit to customer satisfaction. Nobody likes waiting days for a simple repair because a part is stuck on a truck somewhere.
So the DFW initiative probably exists because the costs of delay, lost revenue, unhappy customers eventually outweigh the investment needed for this specialized system.
That seems the most logical conclusion based just on the existence of a dedicated DFW parts network.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not just logistics, then. It's strategically managing the risk posed by DFW's specific geography and traffic.
Yes, mitigating that geographic risk.
Okay, so if that covers the why, let's dig into the how. The title uses the word network.
Network, not warehouse or distribution center.
Right. And network suggests, well, more than just one point, doesn't it? It implies connections, interconnectivity.
Definitely. A single big warehouse might serve a large area, but a network sounds like a system. Multiple points, maybe smaller ones, working together specifically to shrink those delivery times within DFW.
Okay, so what kind of system could that be? What operational model could we infer from that. It can't just be random trucks driving around hoping for the best.
No, almost certainly not. Given the goal is likely speed and predictability within that specific area, we can probably infer they're operating a sophisticated spoke-and-hub model, but a highly tailored one.
Spoke-and-hub, but localized just for DFW.
Exactly. You'd likely have a main hub, the primary parts depot, maybe located strategically for receiving bulk shipments, but the spokes are the crucial part for the dealers.
And these spokes are delivery routes.
But probably not just random deliveries. Think dedicated fixed route vans running multiple times a day, maybe two, maybe three times, hitting specific clusters of dealerships.
Like routes designed around major highways, the I-635 loop or the George Bush Turnpike, places like that.
Precisely. Targeting dealership clusters efficiently. The network isn't just about where the parts are, but the frequency and the reliability of the delivery schedule.
Okay, so the mechanism of support is that scheduled frequency, that predictability.
I think that's a huge part of its last mile optimization, really. Imagine you're a service manager at a DFW Chevy dealer, knowing reliably that a part you need will arrive on the 10 a.m. run or the 3 p.m. run. That transforms how you can schedule repairs. You can actually promise completion times to customers with some confidence.
Right, whereas a standard overnight shipment from a national center, it might arrive anytime between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. the next day. Pretty useless for scheduling that same day.
Exactly. It's too wide a window. The DFW network seems designed to compress that window dramatically. Predictability is key.
Okay, but this brings up inventory. They can't possibly stock every single Chevy part in multiple small depots all over DFW, can they? That would be insanely expensive inventory-wise.
No, you're right. That wouldn't be feasible. So this points to another likely strategy, inventory buffering.
Inventory buffering, meaning?
Meaning those smaller localized nodes, the satellite points implied by the network, they probably don't hold deep stock of everything. They likely focus intensely on the fast-moving stuff.
Like filters, brake pads, common sensors, the things needed most often.
Exactly. The high-demand components for maybe, say, 80% of common services. That's your buffer inventory. Strategically placed close to dealers for super quick fulfillment of the most frequent needs.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about the other 20%? The less common parts, the specialized stuff?
Those would likely remain centralized, probably at that main regional hub we talked about, maybe located just outside the immediate metroplex where warehouse space is cheaper.
But still accessible quickly through the network.
Yes, because the whole DFW parts network is interconnected. So even if a part is at the main hub, it can be pulled into the next scheduled spoke delivery run relatively quickly. Potentially still faster than waiting for a standard one-off shipment from much further away.
So the support mechanism there is smart inventory placement. Putting the right parts in the right places based on how often they're needed. Not trying to stock everything everywhere.
Precisely. It's strategic deployment based on demand probability.
You know, this shifts the whole thing from just like pure logistics moving boxes to something more like strategic sales support, doesn't it?
Absolutely. This network isn't just an operational backend. It's a competitive tool for the dealers.
Okay, so let's talk about that. So what's for the DFW dealers themselves? What's the tangible benefit they get from this Chevy network?
Well, you could probably tie it directly to key performance indicators, right? Things like first call inventory fulfillment rate.
Meaning when the dealer calls for a part, they actually have it.
Yes.
Right.
The goal would be near 100% confirmation that the part is available within the network, and crucially, that it will arrive on the next scheduled predictable delivery.
And that drives the other metric you mentioned.
Service bay velocity. If the parts arrive predictably and quickly, mechanics aren't left waiting. Cars get fixed faster. Bays turn over more quickly.
And waiting is just...
Yeah.
It's the enemy, right? For dealer profit, for mechanic morale, for customer patience. A car stuck in a lift waiting is dead weight.
Total dead weight. So, yeah, the DFW parts network is effectively helping dealers maximize the use of their expensive facilities, the service bays, the technician's time.
Which lets the dealer think differently about their parts department, too, I guess.
How so?
Well, instead of just seeing it as a cost center, you know, money tied up in inventory sitting on shelves, they can see it more as a customer retention engine.
That's a great way to put it. Because what keeps customers coming back to the dealership for service, often more than anything else?
Speed and reliability. Getting their car back quickly when promised.
Exactly. Fast, predictable service builds loyalty. So that investment Chevy made in the DFW network, it's not just an operational cost. It's arguably an investment in future service revenue and brand loyalty for those specific dealers.
that distinction, cost center versus retention engine, that
yeah.
feels like a really powerful takeaway just from analyzing the title.
I think so. And it also suggests a competitive angle.
How do you mean?
Well, in a market as big and visible as DFW, if Chevy has this super efficient localized parts network, they're essentially using it to offer a better, faster service promise than competitors who might still be relying on slower, maybe less predictable national or broader regional distribution. It's a differentiator.
Right. So the very existence of this specific DFW dealer parts network signals that Chevrolet sees parts speed and predictability as a key battleground in that market.
It certainly implies that parts logistics is considered critical to dealer success and competitiveness in that specific challenging urban environment.
And the support mechanisms are these fixed routes, the smart inventory buffering, and that intense focus on optimizing the last mile, reliability.
That sums up what we can reasonably infer, I think. The whole system seems designed to take parts logistics off the table as a major headache or constraint for DFW dealers. Make it reliable, make it fast.
Okay. Well, that pretty much brings us to the end of this particular deep dive then. We've really unpacked the strategic thinking potentially behind just the title of the source material.
Yeah, focusing on how that localized Chevrolet's DFW dealer parts network likely provides specialized support through these operational models, the spoke and hub, the inventory strategy, all aimed at DFW's unique challenges.
And connecting it to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
You know, corporate strategy, customer perception.
Yeah.
It really highlights how crucial smooth logistics are for the actual customer experience.
Absolutely. Operational excellence underpinning the service promise, which leads to an interesting thought.
Oh, yeah.
Well, given that we've inferred this regional system exists primarily to optimize parts distribution speed and reliability in DFW, the next logical question for you, the listener, to maybe explore is, how does the measured efficiency of a parts network like this, if you could track its performance over time, how does that directly correlate with things like customer satisfaction scores or net promoter scores, specifically within that DFW market?
Connecting the logistical efficiency directly to the customer sentiment metrics.
Exactly. How much does shaving a day or even half a day off of repair time actually move the needle on customer loyalty in a tangible way?
Because ultimately, like you said, whether a customer loves their service experience might just boil down to how fast that one small part made it across the Dallas Metroplex.
It often does. It's the seemingly small things.
Fascinating stuff. Well, thank you for diving deep with us on this today.
My pleasure. Always interesting to see what you can unpack from just a title. Catch you next time.